Driving in Texas is serious business, and oftentimes things happen to good people. All too often, people who are injured because of other people's negligence rule out contacting a law firm like Bush & Wynn because they assume that they don't really have a case. That's not true. For your free consultation, why not call a law firm like Bush & Wynn, who not only want to help you, but put your life back together. Auto accidents and 18-wheelers can cause serious injury, and you need to hold them accountable with a team like Bush & Wynn. Visit bushandwynn.com or call them at 713-636-5067 and tell them Eric from 104 sent you.
All right, Raw Feed is on.
Raw Feeders, it's Monday, August the 3rd of 2020 with the gang minus Special K, who's still on the lake somewhere, hopefully not with a dead battery on a boat. It's Rula, Ryan, Eric, and Sam for this Raw Feed today. Check the box.
Oh, I got you. Wait. Oh, yeah. Oh, damn it. 1 point.
What are you doing?
We're going to play ping pong.
Okay.
The show. I got
and
it.
Take this. Oh!
Nope. Right by your head.
Got him.
1-1. Is Kevin staying in Austin last night, an extra night?
Yeah. He rented it until this morning. And then he'll come back. I'm sure he's probably already on his way. Maybe. I don't know.
How long was that drive? Like 2.5 hours, 3.5 hours, 4 hours?
Three and a half to get to the, because it's past Austin.
It's on the other side.
It is past Austin, yeah.
The place where they stayed from starting point A.
Yeah, because we weren't at Lake Travis. We were in Lago Vista.
That's about 3.5 hours, isn't it?
Yeah. Mark made me drive home last night. Jerk.
So you can sleep?
Jerk. Yeah, he literally slept. Him and Missy slept, and I had to drive.
I can't sleep on car rides.
What? I can get the best sleep.
Depends. I mean, if you're in an alcohol-induced stupor, yeah, you can sleep anywhere.
Yes.
My wife's, our daughter, she's 9, her best friend and her family, they're like, really, they haven't gone anywhere. They haven't even been to a grocery store.
What?
Mm-hmm. And they're going to Austin in a couple weeks with the family. They wanted to invite Ava to go with them. And my wife's like, she's like, it's not even about the Corona stuff. It's just, she worries about a 9-year-old for 2 days. When they got a pool there, I know they'll have the greatest time, but like I said, they should go give her something to do at least this summer. But she's worried about the drive.
That.
But I'm like, I can't push this because God forbid if
something happens, and then you're screwed.
Our marriage
is over. How far away do they want to go? They want to take it to Austin? Where did you say?
Austin. They rented some.
Here's why this is a bad idea, Eric. And I remember. Because Faith was 9 years old, and she was doing a sleepover at a friend, and we were living out in Jersey Village, and her friend was in the Heights. And it was the first time she ever did a sleepover there. No, she was like, I think, 8. And I got a phone call at like 2:45 a.m. Daddy, I need to come home. And she was crying. I mean, it woke me up. I was terrified. I thought somebody was dead or something with phone ringing that time of night. And, you know, thankfully, you know, I was able to get in the car and be there in 15 minutes and pick her up, you know, because it was.
Couldn't.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, she's used to this family. It's like their second family. They spend
the nights a lot. So was she, but something had happened. There was an incident. You know, kids fight. They get, you know, into, you know, issues or whatever.
Or just what if something, like, makes them homesick and then you're that far away? It's bad enough being around the corner 3 miles away from somebody's house. Come get me, Dad. Well, you're in Austin.
Sorry about the driving stuff. I couldn't live if something, God forbid, happened.
Yeah, that worries me, too. There was one time that Faith and Michelle were driving by themselves, and they got in a car accident, man. I mean, oh, my God. Thankfully, they weren't hurt. I know, you can't live in
fear. My mom made me scared.
You can't live in a bubble.
Google Starved Rock, and it's a beautiful park in my hometown. Uh-huh. I've only been there maybe twice, I think, my whole life. And people come from Chicago. Like, it fills up with so many people trying to get into it. That they had to turn people away.
Starved Rock. That was a band you were talking about.
My whole life. Yeah. Basically, Indians, they starved a bunch of Indians on a cliff. They died on this cliff.
You mean Native Americans?
Yep. They were.
Okay.
Because we have a lot of Indians, Native Americans area in where I grew up. I have a family back in like 1890-something. They were slaughtered by the Native Indians. They killed the whole family. Except for like two people. Yeah, on their land and stuff. And this was not, you know, this was like 1600s. This is almost 1900.
Holy crap, that's terrying.
Yeah, I don't know where I was going with that story. I totally forgot now. So, sorry.
That you want your mom didn't let you go there because there was a murderer or something.
Yeah, there's a murderer there. The Starved Rock murders. There's a guy that.
Here's a good idea. Yeah, have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
This guy took like he was a cook there, and he tied up a nurse or tied someone up and killed him. And he's jailed. For some reason, she'd scare me all the time. Don't go there. There's a murder there. And so my whole life, I was scared to go there. And I missed out on a great place because of being a pussy.
Wow. That had what I really like in a story. An ending.
No, I'm just saying,
making our kids be pussies is what we're doing.
You know, when you hear a bad story about a place, I mean, what are the odds two bad things will happen in the same spot? I mean, it's like lightning striking twice, but it happens.
It happens every 30 years, like a serial killer.
Well, that's why you should always, like, whenever there's, God forbid, whenever there's like an airplane disaster, that's when you want to go out and buy a ticket the next day.
Yeah, the odds.
The odds, you know, it happens so rarely.
Right.
But if you live that way, man, I always live in fear.
I hear what
I'm
you're
like, well,
saying.
It keeps me alive.
I hear what you're saying. But we all love our kids and we're protective. And
when I was a kid, guys, I watched a lot of TV. A lot of TV. And there was this Time Life commercial for these books of these crazy incidences around the world. And I still will never forget the deepness of this guy's voice as they are reenacting the weird, wacky things in this book. And it's a guy in his, like, 80s business suit, maybe early 90s, and he's walking down the jetway to an airplane. And he'll say, like, Wilmer Johnson was getting on a flight to Chicago.
Oh, yeah, they do it in that
72. And something told him as he about to board the flight to walk away. He was the only person that wasn't on the flight that ended up taking down 332 people in the Everglades.
Yeah.
Or like whatever it was. I'm like, and it was about listening to your instincts. You know, instincts. I mean,
that's
this is
Final
different
Destination
than having instinct.
Stuff there.
Yeah, it's different than having an instinct like, well, what, you know, this is more like a what if. But I'll tell you, if that something did happen, you will spend the rest of your life asking about the what if, and it will torment you.
I don't think Sam
has
that.
Is.
In your DNA.
No.
You just do stuff.
I just do stuff.
But you've
I don't want to live in that bubble of what if.
I like that.
I know. But things change. You know, as you get older, certain things happen. Like anytime the phone rings late at night, I'm panic stricken because that's when I got the phone call that my dad had died. You know, and you start having things happen to you. Or, you know, or you've not been
in a
serious car accident. You know, like I mean, you've had a lot of bad things happen to you. And,
like,
you know, you get older, bad things are going to happen to everybody. And I'm not trying to be negative here, but it's like it makes you more cautious. Like, I never gave a crap about my surroundings until I was robbed at gunpoint. And then that made me very different. You know, things will happen to you that will shape
your
perspective.
But yeah, you jump out of a plane again.
Yeah.
How did you pull that one off? Weren't you scared? Didn't you, like, poop a little?
Yeah, you know he did.
Came out.
Because
I knew what had happened. The first, because I did a tandem, and I knew what had happened the first time was my fault. You know, it's like I.
Because I saw your video on Facebook of you landing, looked graceful. Not
yeah,
recently.
Normally,
like,
normally,
Was the one you put on Facebook last week? Was that the one I saw?
Oh yeah, that was a time hop. It was from 3 years ago. See, you know, I had 28 successful landings and one not so successful landing.
Yeah,
well, that's you know, that's a game you can't be. You got to be batting 100. You know, perfect score there, Ryan. You can't have one mistake.
Well, I know now. I will never do. I will never make that mistake that I made that time. And I don't plan on going anywhere anytime.
You think you just got scared for a second because?
No, I didn't get scared. What happened? I mean, I told the story on my Facebook Live, which you can check out on KRBU's Facebook. But honestly, we shouldn't have been jumping that day. The cloud cover was terrible. Visibility was terrible. And I could not see the ground upon final descent. That's how thick the clouds were. So normally, you can see the ground at 1,800 feet. I couldn't see the ground.
You have time to prepare.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you land, you come in at three angles, 900, 600, and 300. You make an L shape when you land. And I'm at 1,200, and that's when I finally see the ground. I'm like, oh, shit, there's nowhere to land. I'm so far blown off course, and I'm in the middle of trees. And I was headed right towards it. All I could think of was, like, Sonny Bono, you know, Cher's ex-husband, how he skied into a tree like 90 miles an hour and died. That's what I was doing. I was headed right towards a tree, and I full flared to stop myself from hitting that tree because I surely would have been killed if I hit it.
What does that mean, to full flare?
That means you don't do that until you're about a foot off the ground. I had to stop the chute. You know, from hitting that tree. And when I did, my chute, it crumpled. It hit the side of the tree, crumpled, and I fell about 3.5-4 stories straight down. And, you know, when I landed, I could see my shoulder blade sticking out of my chest. I was like, okay.
What's crazy there, Ryan, is I would think, like, in movies, when the parachute hits the tree, you're just hanging there, like, hey, guys.
Right.
Anybody can come get me?
That's what
you would
hope.
If there's more trees, if you're, like, Seattle or somewhere, I bet.
And, you know, I must have had a guardian angel because when I landed on the ground, even though I broke half my body, I landed about a foot away from a barbed wire fence. Had I landed on that, oh, my God, who knows what would have happened.
Puncture your nuts.
Yeah, that would not have been fun.
Yeah, it would have been bad. I could have been killed. So,
damn, man.
Nah, but, you know, did
anyone see you? Like the spot, you know, like the people that land, like, hey, go to the left, go to the
right.
They had a plane
looking for me. That was the problem. They were telling me, because it's a one-way communication on the radio, I can't talk back to them. They kept telling me to go to the left, go to the right, and I wanted to go to the left.
Back into the left.
I saw a clearing that I knew I could make had I gone to the left if I'd stuck with my instinct. But I listened to them, and I'm like, man, I'm not going to make it if I go to the right. And I did, and I didn't make it. You know, I didn't clear those trees. So
don't go parachuting the night before Harvey hits
you. Should have went with my gut, you know.
People in the backyard of their house having some lemonade, just enjoying the night, watching people.
You know,
look at that
guy. It was really in the middle of nowhere. It was in a wooded swampland. But thankfully, there was like a house right nearby they were doing construction on. I'll never forget the guy's name. His name was Don Johnson.
And, Don Johnson from Miami Vice.
That's so weird.
I mean,
of course, Ryan's 80s.
They didn't look alike. I mean, you know, Don Johnson was African-American guy, and he was just, thank God, he's an angel, man. He called the paramedics and got a hold of the skydive place. And
what if you landed in the prison and met Sleepy and Tony and the whole gang in jail?
I would have been there. I couldn't move, man. Dude, my leg was my hip was broken in a million pieces. My leg was, the femur was sticking out, and I mean, not through the skin, but it was broken.
But is the
completely.
Protocol, Ryan, that the construction guys call 911, or does the jump company be like, okay, well, clearly there's been something wrong, and they have
no,
like,
they were looking.
On
I could
standby.
See the plane flying above me and everything. And they were looking for me, and I said, get an ambulance. I said, I've definitely broken things because I couldn't move at all. And, I couldn't move my body. If I even tried to move a millimeter, I'd scream in pain. It was so bad. It was the most painful thing ever.
So
and
how
then,
long until your wiener was working again? Let's spice up this conversation. Yeah.
Yeah. The wiener?
I got to, did you get a boner when you almost die?
Thankfully, yeah, I had a fear boner.
That's a boner.
Goodness.
Yeah, no. Well, thankfully, it was my left hand that was broken, so everything was working fine down there.
Oh, gross.
You asked, Rula. Don't act all high and mighty.
Yeah, you asked
you're
about his boner.
You
I'm
asked
for
about
sure
my
you
penis.
Were going to drop some boner talk or poop talk in there, and you're getting still serious. I go, man, it's a.
I did not get an erection. I did not ejaculate or shit when I landed on the ground. Okay.
Oh, try that at the same time. That might
but
be.
You
epic.
May have if you die.
That's a trifecta, Eric.
She could do that.
But you know, what was really bad was like when I overheard him saying, when I overheard the paramedic saying, "Get lifeline. He's not going to make it otherwise." And when I heard that, that scared the shit out of me. I'm like, oh my God, I might die. You know, like
so
that's when I got. No, I didn't shit, literally. And here's the other thing that made me freak out. When the gurney unloaded from Lifelight at Memorial Hermann, my girlfriend had already arrived there, and I just heard her scream in terror when she saw me. I'm like, oh, I must look really fucked up.
Oh, damn.
You know, like, I mean, I knew I must have been looking
bad.
Yeah,
that girl was not good under pressure. When she called me, she didn't lead with, Ryan's okay. She's like, Eric, Ryan, parachute did not open right. He hit the ground. I'm like,
oh my God. So you thought I was dead?
Yeah. I'm like, oh my God.
You got to lead
dead?
With, he's not dead,
yeah.
Bud.
Yeah.
This is
well, that's
what
I did. When they gave me the phone, and I
and
mean,
then everyone thought I was pranking him, Ryan. Everyone I called, Kevin, Alex.
I was like, seriously? I was like, you're joking.
I'm like, this is the worst joke. First of all, I don't have a
that's
character
what I said.
Voice.
You're joking because we were like in DEF CON 5 getting ready for Harvey to dump all this rain on us that we weren't sure was going to happen. And that's why we were like, you're joking, he went skydiving. This cannot be real. And then it didn't work out his way. Oh, man, it was so crazy.
So
that's
they handed me a phone.
Lying.
I led with that. You know, I called Michelle and Faith, and I said, hey, guys, I'm okay, but I've been in an accident, and they're going to take me to the hospital. So I led with I'm okay, even though it wasn't okay. At that point, and that's the one thing. My brothers are telling me that the doctors are saying, how is this guy conscious? They gave me two shots of fentanyl on the ground,
like,
one of morphine, one of ketamine,
like,
and when I landed, and Memorial Hermann, I was still yelling. They gave me another shot of OxyContin or whatever, and they're like, "How is this man still awake? He should have passed out."
Yeah. All the years of practice.
Y'all don't know the kind of drugs I give myself on the
regular. I know. I do remember that. My girlfriend at the time said, "Oh, you don't know him. He's had a history." So he's got a pretty high tolerance.
We just picked up from rehab before we went over to the skydiving place. That's why
hobby.
It's gonna take like horse tranquilizers to get it.
Yeah,
back.
I mean, come on, morphine—that's for pussies. All right, enough about that.
You're telling them what to get.
Yeah.
We got to talk about that.
Oh, I told the paramedics. I said, "You better hit me again, brother, if you're gonna try and move me, because I feel everything."
There was a guy that we talked about this morning that had a blood infection years ago, and he started his digits, like his fingers and his toes, started turning black, and then he realized his parts were turning black, and it fell off because of this blood infection.
Said something about his taint was infected or something. Let me see. Where was it at?
The spot between his ass and his balls?
Because it said that the penis falls off, but the balls stayed intact. Yeah. So anyway, this was 4 years ago. For them to try and save his penis, they said they were going to regrow it.
I don't want to lose any of it, but...
And originally, Eric, we thought he chose the forearm, but when we did this story this morning, people texted good information. They probably chose that for him because the inner part of your forearm, the skin there, is so soft. And maybe it was a better breeding ground for a fake penis.
Well, no, I thought that because you've got major veins right there. You know, whenever they take a shot, it's usually right there when they draw blood.
Yeah, but also they form the penis out of your skin. You want it to be out of the more tender skin.
Could you imagine if they had grafted it to his forehead or something?
He's a unicorn.
He literally is a dickhead.
Oh, my God. This guy's got a penis growing out of his arm. And in about a couple of years, they're going to be able to reattach it to where it's supposed to be.
When do you think, date three, he can bring it up to you? And is that a deal breaker, Sam?
That is absolutely a deal breaker. No.
Well, you know you're not going to have sex with him if he has no penis.
You could have an arm job you could do.
Ew.
Oh,
I don't want any of that.
Eric, how much money you want to lay down? I'd be willing to bet you $1,000. He's at least
just be willing.
No, you're willing to answer that.
You know he's put it in his mouth at least. He's definitely tried to blow himself.
Oh yeah, why wouldn't he?
Ew.
Every guy's
trying every day in COVID.
He's
you're
like, wow, I can finally do what every guy's tried.
And every time we see those circus, whatever those shows are called, Cirque du Soleil, whatever it is,
Cirque du Soleil, where they can bend. Yeah, you're
that's
like,
every
okay,
guy
that guy's
watch it.
Yep. Yeah, that guy's blowing himself when he gets home.
He's gonna trip.
You know he is.
He's probably tired of it. So you guys tire of the same thing over and over. You have steak every day. You wouldn't want it. So
yeah, but you still do it. Day, you probably right. Even if you're tired, you're
if you're lonely, would you prefer a blowjob or a hand job? I mean, come on.
Yeah, then you're going to ask him, do you go all the way? That's the question.
Oh,
so
God.
This poor guy.
Well, he's technically just putting something right back in himself.
That's gay, he's man. You can't do that.
Is it gay if it's yourself?
Oh, anyway, there will be a pump installed in this penis when they get to relocate it where it's supposed to go. But my question is, how does he hide that it's on his arm? How bulky? I mean, think of the shirts he has to wear.
It looks like a
full-size
really penis on his arm.
They blurred out the pictures from the Daily Mail.
Yeah, I'm looking at it.
He's wearing like a long sleeve button down where he rolled up the sleeve, and I'm thinking, okay, how do you hide this? You cannot hide this.
It's a mole or skin tag.
He's got a 6-inch dick hanging off his arm. I mean, it's so weird looking.
Stranger danger.
And that's flaccid.
Man, yeah, right. You really pay attention.
Yeah,
I couldn't help it, man. I mean,
there's no way.
A guy with a penis
at home.
No, Eric, you've seen the one that's not
shrink
pixelated.
And grow. Some days I'll be like, man, I'm looking good today. And then some days I'm like, what the hell happened?
Oh, I know.
That's what I told you about. Good boob
Erica?
Days. Sometimes you have great bra days, and other times you don't. You're like, man, my boobs look really good.
It's different though, because boobs aren't genitals. I mean, you know, it's like you get out of a really cold, icy cold lake or something. It's like a frightened turtle. It is. It's just like a little nub. You know, it's hiding. But then some days you have a good one. You're like, wow, man, that looks good.
Keys got
to
take
pictures
of
it and send it to women on Instagram.
Yeah. No.
That's what most men are doing.
Yep.
There's some comic I was listening to a long time ago, and he goes, listen, ladies.
No girl wants to see that.
You ever got a dick pic? You know it wasn't the first picture he took of it send you. It was like the 22nd picture.
and let me ask you.
Or it's his favorite, and he just uses that one
Is he using dick filters, you know? I mean, like, is he...
What's that, Ryan?
you know.
To make it look smooth and sparkly. Well,
you put the dog ears on it? What do you mean? Like a
tongue? Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's making it a filter.
Sparkles like a unicorn.
Kitty cat.
Putting glasses on it.
It looks so.
No.
My penis looks smart. I have glasses on my penis.
He's an intellectual dick.
This guy, why would he go public? I would not tell anybody if I had a dick.
No, I would take that one to the grave, man. Yeah, and I'd be wearing long sleeve shirts the rest of the until they cut that off.
You can make money at bets.
This
story
is 4 years old. How did none of us know about this story before now?
I guess, did they reattach it yet?
No, they have to wait two more years, according to what some of the.
Wow, man. So I've got a question. With no penis, how does he urinate? Like, I mean, how does that work?
Maybe?
Does he? No, that's for poop. I mean, does he like sit down like
you
a girl in the toilet?
There are so
what?
Many horrific stories of like kids being abused and like mutilated like that that I wonder what happened to those kids when they grew up because that kind of stuff happened to them. I don't. They figure something out.
This is why they gotta have.
They
had
the tube in both, don't they? When they in that bag and you clean the whole bag out,
they probably have like a tube or something. But how do they grow it with the stem cells or what?
I don't know. I just keep picturing it and it grosses me out.
Well, wouldn't you want Mark to do that if he suddenly lost his penis? Wouldn't you want to grow a new one?
Yeah.
For 6 years on his arm, no.
So you would rather not have sex again as
Sam's
opposed
kind
to
girl.
Having...
We're talking about Ryan. She'd dump him, find another guy with a six-pack abs and a six-inch dong.
Yep, exactly.
You would not dump
Mark,
him.
I'm out. I loved you, but I didn't until I didn't.
Or she'd... They'd be swingers or something because she knows he can't do anything, so she
well,
gets the best
technically,
of both worlds.
If you do like a bachelorette party, they have penis molds, so you can take his penis and I can mold it and then have a mold of his penis.
A mold?
Yes.
To do what with it?
A mold?
So I can use it. Anyway. People use strap-ons. I could just strap it on him.
Yeah, but he's not getting anything out of that.
Well, he wants
yes,
to make
he
her happy.
He
still
like
wants to please her.
Yeah.
I guess Ryan doesn't like to please women. Look at he doesn't.
Oh, that's how wrong you are, my friend.
Right, believe in foreplay there. Look at him. What?
No.
I do you pleasure and I get nothing?
No, but I'm saying it's selfish of Sam that she wouldn't want him to grow new. And wouldn't you want him to have pleasure again one day?
Maybe he still wouldn't because the nerve cells are probably all dead anyways.
No, they said if it gets a pump, they can all reattach it and then it works.
Yeah. Yeah, but you know when you get surgery, you're like nerve endings. Like I had an ACL replacement. I still don't have feeling in my leg.
The nerve endings are
really?
Inside.
Yeah.
Are you used to it now, though?
How long was the ACL replacement?
I got that back in 2011, and I still don't have feeling in my leg in certain parts.
Like if I kicked you in the shin, you would not feel it.
No, I can feel it. It's just very, it's a weird,
tingly?
Weird.
You're like the kick-ass, the hero.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's like a tingly, weird sensation. Like if I try and shave my leg and feeling that is just a weird feeling.
Do you get?
You'd be a great candidate for laser. It won't hurt as bad.
Right, that's true.
For one spot.
You know what?
Yeah, it's just
I'm missing
spot.
A sensation right now, Rolla. This would kill you. You would hate it because and finally, you always say that some people eat to live and some people live to eat.
Yeah.
I can't taste anything right now because of COVID. So that one came in, and from what I understand, it happens usually when COVID's ended. It's neurological damage. So I have not been able to taste anything now for about 2 weeks.
For raw feeders
sucks.
That are just realizing this, Ryan had COVID. Technically, you still have it because you're still testing positive, right?
No, they said I'm no longer contagious. So I haven't had any. I haven't shown any symptoms in 3 weeks.
What about
so,
the herpes?
I don't have herpes.
As a test.
Guys, the Clona Willy is on back order. Dang it.
The
What's
what?
What? The Clona Willy. I'm going to send in our group text so you guys get unsolicited ads. Hold on, it's coming.
The Clona Willy.
Clona Willy. This is how you get the penis.
Clone a Willy.
Clone. Clone. C L O N E.
Well, why would I want to see that? I don't need to make
a clone. Clone a Willy.
Clone a Willy.
A-Willy.
Yes, it's on back order.
You're not really cloning it. You're just taking it.
Over 150,000 sold.
Yeah, you're just doing a plaster caster.
Yes.
Kit.
Yeah, you make your own. That's
what
I'm saying.
Why is that tube so big? What a waste of space.
It has colorings, too. You can pick a color you want. They have glow
when
and dark.
When I had my surgery for lipo and stuff, my penis turned black.
No, it didn't.
What? No, it didn't.
Nobody told me about that part.
No, it did not.
You're
did
joking.
It really?
I thought
did
I sent you guys
kidding?
A photo.
From all the yanking back
you did
and
not
forth
send us
the lipo
a, you sent us a black black.
I thought I sent you guys the photo because it was weird.
Of your wiener?
What?
Yeah, no, that was like 2006.
I don't think so.
I'll take your word on it. I don't need it.
I mean, I don't have it now.
I remember you telling us, though, after the surgery.
Because all the blood goes down to your groin area. They don't tell you that part.
So it's like a bruise. It was like a broken blood vessel.
For a day and a half, it was weird. Everything was black. I was a disgrace. I was not like very, I looked so small. So weird.
Ew.
Why would you want to share that?
You should not clone it then.
Because it looks so weird, because what I had with all that was very odd. So just be careful if you get surgery.
Look like a shiitake mushroom or something.
Not that bad, but it just did not. Just FYI, if you ever get surgery, your body, the blood pulls to that groin area.
Unless you don't have weird. A willy, then we won't have that issue.
I wonder if it happens to girls, though. Maybe it goes to the...
Yeah, do you get like a darkened vajayjay?
When you have like a lipo? I've never heard any woman... Ever I've only known two women who said they got lipo, and they never told me that part. The two women that I know that got lipo offered the information when we were having a group discussion about lipo.
Right.
And this is two separate occasions, years apart. But both of them said, when you gain weight back, you just don't gain it where they sucked it out from. So you get these weird fat pockets in other places you never imagined.
Hmm.
Can you have lipo and have it? What if you're like a flat-chested woman? Can you have the fat sucked out of your gut and put in your boobs?
I don't know why fat doesn't work there.
That's it doesn't instead of breast implants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like the Brazilian butt lift. Or isn't that all fat transfer? Or is that not that?
Those were some kind of implants, too.
I don't know, but I'll tell you. Some of these women, they get these completely disproportionate. Like the Kim Kardashians of the world that go out of their way to have surgery to have this ginormous ass.
They look so fake, especially in real life.
Guys, did she do that picture of herself in the X-ray where she doesn't have the implants?
She definitely had something done to her ass. Fat sucked out of your stomach, and then it goes into your butt.
Yeah.
That's how it's made like that.
Like, Nicki Minaj has done that, too, hasn't she? Like, her butt is,
Cardi B. I think all of the Kardashians and Jenners. I think Kylie. Remember her whole lips, how she said that she didn't have lips done? Now she doesn't do filler. They actually have lip implants. And people said that she got a lip implant instead, so that you don't have to worry about the filler getting in them.
Put like a little piece of rubber in there?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, wait, did I tell you?
That would be so uncomfortable.
Did I say this on the air or not? Last Sunday, you know, ABC does like Family Game Night. And it was the Descendants cast on Disney versus the cast of ABC's
Housewife. Every time you say that,
Housewife.
I'm thinking of The Departed. I'm like, why the hell is The Departed
Jack Nicholson and Leonardo DiCaprio met Damon on
Why is that on Disney?
No, on ABC, it was with Steve Harvey. And it's so telling, like, what's on your mind, like, for these actresses. Because the two girls that are the main girls in this series, in this these movies called The Descendants, one girl's name is Dove Cameron, which used to be on another show on Disney called Liv and Maddie, and then this other girl named Sophia Carson. Those two girls were the ones that went to the final lightning round. And, you know, like Steve Harvey will say, we asked 100 Americans, what's the number one thing you put on a peanut butter sandwich?
Yeah.
Of course, the answer would be jelly, right? What do you mix with jelly? Okay, so this is what's on their mind, so telling. We asked 2,000 Americans, finish this phrase, lip blank. And the number one answer was
gloss.
Lipstick.
Lipstick.
Yeah.
But the girl said injections.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah. She goes injections, and everyone kind of laughed at Steve because you know they're doing
this
it lightning
Hollywood?
Fast. So when he comes back out at the end of the round when she's out of time and they have to turn her around so she can see her answer, she was like, "You said injections."
I can see blue.
Like, okay. And she was so floored, like, what is the big deal? Because in their world, that's very normal, right?
Botox.
And then both of them had the wrong answer for if Kermit and Miss Piggy were going to eat dinner, what's the number one thing they would not order? What do you think the number one answer is?
Frog legs.
Bacon
or pork or frog legs. Any of those probably, right? The one girl says pasta. And the other girl
oh, I know.
Carbs.
It shows really fun to watch,
and the
though.
Other girl says, because in their brains, they're probably not allowed to have any carbs because these girls
Normal.
Were minuscule on television. Yeah. So in real life, they must be devastatingly skinny.
Well, she's
you're not allowed
Duff
to have
Cameron.
Any fun carbs. It's just so funny. When she said lip injections, the audience goes, ha!
Even they had laughed at her?
Yes.
That was like the top of her mind.
Hey, somebody's at the door. Hang on a second. Somebody's at my door.
You should take the camera with us so we can also use it.
Yeah, take your microphone.
Take your mic all the way down there.
We want to see it.
The mic cord doesn't go that long. I was thinking about doing the mic, but see, I wouldn't be able to take headphones. I was thinking, hang on a second, guys. I was thinking about taking the mic into the bathroom one day.
See, if you had the ring, you could just hit the button and talk to him from your right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, you don't have a ring.
Sorry, hang on.
Ryan's the house in JV that doesn't have the ring.
Now we can, of course.
Is he just saying that so we go take a dump?
Probably. He just
usually he just disappears for those. He just walks away.
It's harder to disappear.
See, now there's no excuses for Ryan for why he has to leave the raw feed early, because usually he disappears and makes up some excuse.
I have to get home
because the landscaper's there or somebody has to be let in for God knows 45,000 reasons.
Should we hide again? Should we hide again?
Yeah, so turn him off.
Oh, yeah.
I can mute him.
Mute us all.
Should I mute all of us?
Yeah. Just mute him.
But he'll still see us.
We'll hide. I'll hide.
But if we mute him, he'll still hear us.
If we mute him, he'll freak out and then log off.
Yeah,
and then it'll take 30 minutes for him to come back on.
Let's see what happens. Let's see. Okay, we've so pranked him before.
So mute him. Okay.
We'll see the shadow. As soon as you see it, he's going to come.
Oh, is
everyone...
it? Here
comes. The side guy is here, and I'm going to have to bug out here. Ah, but I'm bummed. All right, guys. I guess they're going to do this joke. They're going to try and see if I log off. But I am going to have to log off right now, simply because my pesticides guy is here, and I have ants. In my backyard, fire ants, and now they're in my kitchen.
Ants in your pants!
Y'all, I got ants.
In those your pants! Kind of,
the little kind? There ain't nothing in my pants right now.
<It's little>.
I wish. There's nothing little in those pants. I could see Rula bent over. You're like the worst hider. I could see your blue jacket.
It was too fast! You came back too fast! I could like move my camera off.
I mean, I could see the blue jacket like... and moving. I mean,
I was trying like to hide.
The worst hiding I've ever seen.
And then
just cover your eyes, Rula. Just do this. I'm hiding. I can't see you.
Listen, my camera angle is.
It's like
than
when you
normal,
tell the guy.
And I was like, shit, he's gonna see me. I
can see
fast
your blue
enough.
Jump.
I mean,
jump
shoot
or whatever.
I just said shoot.
But it's so funny because it's like when you tell the guy, like, yes, you're invisible. We can't see you.
What was that one with? It's on YouTube. Ed Begley Jr. Type up Ed Begley Jr.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Man.
What was that? What was that from?
He thought he took a potion and he thinks he's
naked.
And he takes all of his clothes off. He's running around naked
oh
and he's like taking your hat off. Like, ooh, how did your hat disappear? And
it's
like,
funny as hell.
We can see you, man.
I gotta go show him where. I got ants in my kitchen, the little kind.
Gross ants.
Yeah. So I'm a clean person too. It's like I mean.
Can you see me now?
Now I
now
can't,
you're gone. Now you're
but
gone.
I could
see,
completely see your.
Too low.
Here, let me show you. Here's what it looked like. It was like this.
I'm like the grandma in 16 Candles that doesn't get in the car.
I could totally see you crouched over. I'm like dying. I'm like, who are you fooling, Rula?
Why didn't you say that then? Why didn't you say I can see you, Rula?
I said I can see you. Play the tape back. I'm like, I can see your blue jacket.
The thing is, I muted his mic thinking that would like. He wouldn't hear us or something, but then we just couldn't hear him.
Oh, you muted me. You couldn't hear me. I kept saying, Rula, I can see you.
Yeah, because I didn't hear that part. I just heard him talk about he has to leave because of...
Oh,
well, yeah, because I could see him talking, and then I was like, why didn't I mute
his mic? So you unmuted me? Yeah, I kept saying, Rula, I see your blue jacket.
Yeah, we didn't hear that part.
Moving. I'm sitting here. I mean,
dude, as soon as your shadow came around, it was like, okay, hide. I was like, oh my God. And like, if my laptop was not bent down versus bent up, I was like, shoot, where am I going to go? Watch the movie 16 Candles when they're leaving for the church and the grandma has to get in the car. She doesn't fit. She just crouches next to the car in the shot and doesn't get in the car. That's exactly what I did.
Here, take a still shot of this. This is what Rula looked like. Then
you can post
it on Instagram. Here's Rula.
That much of me was showing. I was really trying hard.
Yes, I could totally see you.
It was a little bit lower, but pretty much.
A little lower, but I could definitely see your shoulders.
That was great.
All right, I got to run, guys.
All right, man, see you.
See
you. Bye. We need a password for the next one.
Code word?
A code word, whatever.
Oh, and tomorrow, Kevin will be back in studio, so I want to talk about how our boat broke down and just funny, funny things. There was a security card standing in the way to go into the condominium, and she has a mask on, and his partner Booster, I almost said name. Booster has like trying to put the code in, and the lady's like, hi, like, what's your code? I'll put it in for you. He's like, he looks at her dead face. He's like, no, thank you. And she's like, well, don't like, I was just gonna put the code in so that you didn't have to reach very far. He goes, no, thank you, I have it. So
well,
she stands there. Yeah, he doesn't trust her. I'm like, she's wearing the company's polo trying to help us get in, and he doesn't trust her, thinking that he's going to steal the code.
Fake the t-shirt.
It was the most awkward thing in the whole entire world. I just sat there like, oh, gosh.
How was the ride up there?
Oh, gosh.
In the back seat.
Yeah, I just chilled in the back seat. Misty left me. I was all alone.
Did y'all rent a car to drive up there, or was that Booster's car?
No, that's Booster's car. That was real fancy.
Yeah, he's got like a Cadillac. He got it.
Oh, it was very nice. He has a Cadillac. It was white leather interior.
He turned into an 80-year-old man.
You got your dog in there with a white leather interior?
Yeah. Yeah.
He didn't turn to old man Eric. That's Matthew McConaughey, man. That's Matthew McConaughey style now.
No, it was smooth.
Oh, he's Lincoln.
Yeah, he's
Who's
Lincoln.
Cadillac?
I don't know.
I guess nobody's Cadillac.
I always wanted one because my dad had one.
My dad had one too.
That was like a dream car.
Oh, yeah.
But my dad was
super nice. It has
the
sunroof and the moonroof, so it's just like all open. It was cool.
The panoramic.
Yes.
I think that the code word should be pickle farts because y'all probably had that from all the pickle beer you drank on that boat.
Oh, yeah.
Ew, we didn't have pickle farts. No, but we had
Drop
pickles.
Drop a pickle in your beer.
We totally
had pickles.
At
Costco, they have pickle flavored cucumber chips. They taste almost like fried pickles.
Oh.
Wait, what now? They're cucumber chips that are dried up.
Yeah, they're fried, like look like potato chips, but they're cucumbers, but they have the dill pickle flavoring.
Interesting.
When did you find those?
Yesterday at Costco, because we're buying all the stuff, because we're leaving today for
When we went to Bolivar to rent that house, or like years ago, my family, I rented a place in Galveston. When we rent places, we buy more groceries for that 3 days than we have in our real houses for like a week and a half.
That's what sucks when you have to do. You have to bring all the mustard. You got to bring just little things you forget
about. Every little thing. And when you get
there,
like, oh, man, we don't have any butter. Oh, there's no salt here.
I'm like,
you know, hopefully the house y'all rent was pimp enough to have condiments.
It holds 30 people.
I brought our condiments for our
You brought the condiments too?
Yes.
How many bedrooms does the house have to hold 30 people?
It's got 6 bedrooms, but 2 of these bedrooms have like 3 bunk beds in it. It's weird.
Oh, I hate that.
Like 3 sets of 4?
Yeah.
Or 3 sets of 2?
You could have 8 people in that room. I saw one of the rooms on
online.
Okay.
4, 6, 8.
Right? 2, 4. Yeah. There's like 3
or 4
of
those. Well, the place that I rented in Bolivar, the bunk room situation was 4, right? It was against what was 4.
Yeah.
The bottom 2 were queen beds. And the top were singles. So you could have fit 6 people in 4 beds if you did it that way.
We're probably going to buy this. It's a king bunk bed. Both king on top and king bed on the bottom.
Holy crap. You need like a little bit of unevenness, though. You need like a queen on top and a king on the bottom.
Yeah. You have to see
this
thing.
Straight up.
I can't even imagine that. That just sounds weird.
Awesome.
I don't want a bunk bed as a grown adult.
That's
like,
why at least
don't put me in the bunk bed.
I hit my head.
Yeah.
Trying to get up from
Or
the
you're
bed.
On the top and then you hit your head on the ceiling and you have to climb up and after a couple of drinks, you know I'm not coming down there.
It's you're going to stay up there? A little pole.
But the ones now,
like, I have
Sam,
to
they're
pee,
not like ladders.
And I'm just
they're
like,
actual steps.
Oh.
They're steps.
Oh,
the place
fancy.
That I stayed in Bolivar, they got really crafty with their bunks because every step was the drawer for your clothes also.
Oh. Ooh, that's like tiny house living. Okay.
Yeah, so it was like a full-on steps, and every step was a pull-out drawer.
I would need that.
Oh, got to make your room.
All right, beer pickles.
So I'm
going to
start
beers.
Drinking
beer
a few hours.
Was it pickle farts? Yeah.
Pickle
dicks,
farts.
Or was it? Not dick arm?
Pickle farts.
Dick arm or pickle farts?
Pickle fart.
You can do them both.
Pickle farts is funnier.
I don't know if I saw a dick arm.
Ew.
You did see one already, so you know.
Yeah.
Maybe this week you'll have a pickle fart. I don't know. You let
I don't want
know.
That.
How's it going to go?
Please All don't. Right.
You guys have fun. I'll see you Friday.
Okay. Bye. Care. Have a great trip.
Bye.
Bye.
See you later.